say the mountain has a lot of
cliffs.
What would you call a low place in the mountains where a road might go across? All right. The word I'm looking for, you might say, talking about the old gunfighters in the West, they say that every time they shot somebody, they carve out a, in the handle of their gun. Okay, what about the word N-O-T-C-H?
Notch.
Yeah. Had never heard that used to mean a place in the mountain?
No.
Okay. What would you call a place where boats would stop and unload their freight?
Dock.
All right. Does the word wharf mean anything to you?
No.
And a place in the mountains where water falls a long distance.
A waterfall.
Mm-hmm. Okay. What about the roads here in, is it Octibaha? Yeah, in this county. What would you say most of them are made of, you know, the surface?
Asphalt.
Mm-hmm. Do you have another name for that stuff that the asphalt's made of, the black sticky substance?
Tar.
Yeah, all right. Any other types of roads besides that?
Rock roads.
Do you have any roads that just don't have any surface at all? You go down on a hot, dry day, you just blow up clouds of dust going down an old
dirt road.
Sure. Okay. You mentioned rock roads. Would you kind of call it anything else? Just little tiny pieces of rock? That's what the road was covered with?
Stones.
Okay. What about something that begins with the letter G?
Gravel.
Yeah. What about a road, if you're out in the country, you're traveling along the road, you come to a little road that goes off the main road, you call that a what kind of road? Have you ever heard people talk about a side road or anything like that?
Side road.
Is that familiar to you?
I guess that could be a road that leads off the main road.
What about a road that goes off the main road up to a man's house?
It's driveway.
Mm-hmm. All right. Or sometimes in the field, when the cattle come in from the pasture, they'll walk along the exact same path, time after time, and they'll wear down. It's called a path, a trail. What about in town, the place where you walk along beside the street, that's a
sidewalk.
Okay. Do you have any name for the strip of grass that you find growing sometime between the street and the sidewalk?
No.
Now, what about this expression? Say if a dog jumped out from behind a bush and scared you, you might pick up
a brick.
Okay, and do what?
Yeah.
Okay, are you going to?
Well,
yeah. You ever heard people use any other words besides throw to mean the same thing?
Chunk.
Chunk. That exactly the same meaning?
Yeah, throw and chunk is the same.
What about this expression? If somebody comes up to you, if you're out in the yard, and they're looking for your mother, mm-hmm. you might say, well, I'm sorry, but she's not.
She's not at all.
But if she's, let's say, cooking in there, you might tell them, well, she's...
Cooking.
Where?
In the kitchen.
Okay. Or if she's not maybe specifically in the kitchen, you might say, well, she's in the house somewhere.
She's in the house.
Okay. All right, this word that I'm looking for, well, first of all, let me ask you this hot liquid that a lot of people drink for breakfast.